Welcome to The Mental Breakdown. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson. In today's podcast, I'm going to talk a little bit about a forum that I had the opportunity to sit on last night on August 25th, 2016, about adolescent substance abuse. Just a couple of quick announcements. As always, the Handbook for Raising an Emotionally Healthy Child, Part 1, Behavior Management, is available on Amazon Kindle. You can download that immediately and read through that to learn about typical childhood behavior from birth through adolescence. It'll give you a good foundation for how to understand behavior, but also some strategies for managing some of those behavioral issues. The Elimination Diet Manual is also available on Amazon Kindle. Great way to look and explore ways in which your diet and nutritional intake may be affecting emotional, behavioral, or even physical health issues. So check that out as well. The Parenting Your ADHD Child course is still available on PaideaLLC.com. Again, the link, as always, the links to that are available on the show notes. If you click on that show note, you will find the outline for the course, which includes about 20 lessons, video, as well as some supplemental materials that you can use to work through the skills and ideas and suggestions that are recommended for managing your home and children with some challenging and frustrating behaviors. So I hope that you will find that beneficial. And if you are able to get that course during the month of August 2016, you will get a 50% discount on the tuition. And that link and information and everything about that is in the show notes. So check that out. All right. Well, I hope that you enjoy this podcast where I'm going to try to give you a little bit of information about adolescent substance abuse and the forum that I was able to be a part of on August 25th of this year. So enjoy. Welcome to The Mental Breakdown. Dr. Bernie. And last night on August 25th, I had the opportunity to sit on a forum where we were talking about adolescent substance abuse following the premiere or one of the premiere presentations of a new documentary called Generation Found. It's my understanding that that documentary is going to be released nationwide this coming Tuesday, which I believe would be August 30th. Or 31st, somewhere around there, 30th, I think. And the documentary is about and follows a recovery high school in Houston, Texas, where they talk about, you know, the entire student body and many of the school faculty are made up of individuals who are in recovery from various forms of substance use and all kinds of different stories that led them to down different life paths. And it's the largest, according to the documentary, it's the largest recovery high school in the country. And so the documentary follows some of these students and the school in general and talks about the recovery and substance abuse problem in our country as a whole. But they pay special attention to the Houston area. Now, as part of this forum, and I'm kind of, I'm not doing this podcast in a way that I usually do it because I usually try to organize things a little bit more, but I got home late last night from the forum, and then I came in first thing this Friday morning to record, and hopefully I'll be able to get this podcast out within the next 24 hours or so, but I just wanted to get some thoughts out and sort of talk about it a little bit because I think that this is information that everybody needs. I think that it's great resources. There are great resources out there, and I just wanted to get some information out there so that if you have the opportunity to go watch the forum next week, or I'm not the forum, but the documentary next week, I think that would be, I think you'll really enjoy it, especially if you have concerns or know of anyone who has problems with substance abuse. So if you go to our Facebook page, it's facebook.com. It's actually on our practice Facebook page. So facebook.com/Psychological Associates of Central Florida. Whew, that's a mouthful. But if you go to that Facebook page, you will actually be able to see a stream of the forum from a Facebook Live link that was posted last night during the forum. So it was a great discussion, but the discussion really is a small piece. The documentary really is going to be useful and helpful for most people. But sitting on the forum with me, and I had the great opportunity to meet Greg Williams, who was one of the documentarians who put the film together. And he was there and talked about it a little bit and talks about his own experience with recovery and how it has drawn him to this topic. He's also done another documentary called Anonymous People. I haven't seen that one yet, but I am definitely looking forward to it now that I've seen Generation Found. Yeah, because they kind of refer to Generation Found as a part two, though it's not, certainly it's not the same exact topic or same exact people that they're following and topic that they're discussing. So, but anyways, Greg Williams was there. It was great to meet him. Lisa Brandy was there. She is the founder and executive director of Brandy's Wish Foundation. And I'm going to put links to all of these things in the show notes so you can go check them out and learn more about these different individuals. But Lisa Brandy, she lost a child to substance abuse. And so she started this foundation to work toward getting information out there and supporting and educating individuals about the impact of substance abuse and what it does to individuals and families. Lena Wooten, she's a licensed mental health counselor, but more importantly, maybe, she is the clinical director at Next Generation Village down in Sebring, Florida. And it is a wonderful facility for adolescent substance abuse. And so it's an inpatient, they have an inpatient facility for individuals with dual diagnosis, meaning that they have substance abuse issues as well as mental health issues. They offer mental health treatment. They offer substance abuse treatment. And it's all focused just on adolescents and helps their families and educates the community. It's a great resource. And I'm also excited, very excited about getting a little more connected with them and learning more about what they're doing down there. But again, I'll have the links to the show notes in the show notes to their site and information. So if you know anybody, especially if you know somebody with an adolescent who's struggling with some substance abuse issues, that may be a great resource for them to explore. Also on the forum panel was Dan Renaud, and he is the founder and executive director of Florida Recovery Schools. And he, I understand he's up in Jacksonville, but he is starting a school very similar to what they're doing in Houston, but he's doing it here in Florida, though up in the Northeast there. He's talking about starting a school that focuses on academics with a significant recovery aspect to it. And so he's going to be enrolling students with who are in recovery, who have substance abuse issues, so that it adds the academic, the therapeutic, and the mental health, and all of those pieces go together in his school so that he can work to help these students, you know, get through whatever struggles it is that may be contributing to their substance abuse, and then get them to a safe place where they can, you know, get the education that they need so that they can move on and have hopefully a better prognosis and a better future ahead of them. The forum was moderated by a couple of great people that I again had the pleasure of meeting. Allison Walsh, she is the VP of business development with Advanced Recovery Systems. And she was great. She sort of organized this entire thing. Her and her team did a fantastic job. And then Louis Delgado, he is a treatment provider and consultant, but he's also a radio host, and he does a lot of different things. And he's up in the North Orlando area of the state, and again does a lot of work with substance abuse and talks about his own process through recovery and how he's managing it and works to help other people who are maybe struggling with some of the same things. So incredible group of people that I am so privileged to have had the opportunity to sit with and have dinner with and talk to them and laugh with them and share stories with them. And It was fantastic. So, you know, this again, this film Generation Found was a great example and illustration of how things work when it comes to substance abuse and how things work when things are going very well. But it did a nice job of not just saying, oh, this is, you know, when you have something like this in place, everything is going to be gravy, everything is going to be great, because you know what, everybody just wants to get better and it's going to all work out for the best. There are parts in it where you can see sort of that classic what we tend to expect or tend to anticipate with substance abuse issues, where you know an individual backslides, they fail, they fall into recidivism and they begin to use again. And so how do we handle that? How do we pick those, especially those teenagers, back up again, so that they don't continue to slide and disappear from us and move into an area of their life or the world that we can't rescue them from. So it was a great illustration of reality. It wasn't just, hey, everything's peaches and cream here. We really need to stay focused and we need to keep working, because we got to remember that, you know, it is, there are lives at stake when it comes to some of these issues, and we have to make sure that we focus on that. A couple of take-home points that I took from the documentary that may be different take-home points than someone else would get, but these were certainly the take-home points that I took. And the first, of course, is that this really is a serious problem. I mean, they were throwing statistics out that I had not really seen before. Up to two-thirds, depending on, you know, where you live, up to two-thirds of the teenage population are being offered substances every day. And, you know, they pointed out, and again, you think about this, and we maybe know this to some extent, but when it's said so directly and absolutely, it's sort of shaking a little bit. And that is, you know, where do kids spend most of their day? At school. Well, where do they use drugs? At school. Where do they get drugs? At school. And so when we have situations where we have a teenager who is using substances, and we send them to recovery, and they go in for, you know, their 28 days or whatever the program may be, and then they come home and then they go back to the same school, well, they're going back to the same environment where they had access to all of those things, and the same peer influences. And again, this was sort of the illustration of why a recovery high school is so important. And you know, I really wish that we had something like that here in our area, because we certainly have a lot of adolescents who are struggling with that. I don't know if it's a statistical fact, but it is certainly something that is said very often, even in news reports that I've heard, and that is here in the Central Florida area. It is unwelcomingly referred to as the meth capital of the state, if not the country. And so we really have a substance abuse problem here in Central Florida. And it would really be great for us to have some of those systems in place in this area for our adolescents. The another take-home point that I got from this is that the reality is that treatment, especially treatment for adolescents, is really hard to find. And I know that clinically from working with patients and working with people who have substance abuse issues, and I need to refer them to somewhere. It really is difficult to find. You know, if the person is under the age of 18, it is really a challenge to find resources for them. You know, certainly there are some individual counselors and therapists who work with that population, but as it relates to groups and other community resources and even inpatient, you know, it's great. Next Generation Village down in Sebring is great to have in our general area. But wherever you may be, you know, you need to find and see if there are any adolescent units for substance abuse and dual diagnosis, especially in your area. They're really difficult to find. And so we just got to figure out a way to pour more resources into that. I like another point that the movie made, and that is that, you know, sometimes you really have to consider what resources you use when it comes to adolescent substance abuse. You know, they talked some about teenagers going to adult AA meetings and adult recovery meetings and things like that. And while, you know, I guess in theory it works okay, the power of having teenagers talking to other teenagers, and they called them alternative peer groups, where you just have teens all in recovery working together and talking to each other, and you know, certainly moderated by an adult and having adults there that are part of the discussion as well, but having it arranged in that way so they can learn from each other and understand that they're not the only ones going through some of the struggles that may be contributing to their substance abuse is so important. And so again, it was a great, greatly, nicely illustrated in the film. Another take home is really, I guess, the issue that parents sometimes have, and that is that as parents, we really need to make sure that we listen. You know, oftentimes parents, and again, this may be just something I took from it and others may not have, but as parents, we tend to tell more than we listen, and we direct and we organize and we orchestrate and we tell them, do this, do that, don't do that, don't do this. And instead, we need to make sure that we're taking some time at least to listen and hear them and understand them. And, you know, when they say, I've done this, instead of just being so punitive and punishment oriented, we need to listen and understand why things are happening, why certain decisions are being made or decisions are not being made, and learn what to do to help our child, what is influencing some of those behaviors so that we can then make better decisions on how to manage it. We spend so much time thinking, okay, no, we just need to, if we put blinders on and we say, no, just keep facing in that direction, we naively believe that they're just going to face in that direction, and that's just not reality. That's just not the way that it works. And so we as parents have to listen, and we have to be in tune with our children and teenagers. And even when they're pushing us away, we need to, you know, even if we're watching from a distance, we have to keep our eye open and our ears open and willing to listen and get them the support that they need and look for, track it down, the support that they may need to be happy and healthy and all the things we want and need them to be. So, you know, part of what will come from that is identifying the signs of substance abuse. You know, certainly we know the classic things such as changes in their behavior. You know, if you have a kid who was straight A's or A's and B's, and then all of a sudden, you know, they're more withdrawn, or they're dressing differently, or you know, their grades drop significantly. When you see those kinds of changes, you know, your ears should perk up a little bit, and you should make sure that, okay, let me pay a little bit more attention here, or maybe even get them in to talk to somebody to see if there is something going on that we can address or identify as early as possible to prevent it from getting out of hand. But that comes from observation. That comes from watching and learning and being open to the idea that they may be changing. Now, all of those changes may happen, and it may not be substance abuse, but it may be something. And if it's not substance abuse, it may be some other mental health problem, or it may be some relational problem or social problem or something. And that needs to be identified and managed just as much. So, you know, keeping your ear to the ground and watching and learning as much as you can, and just watching for some of those changes in your child and getting the support that they need as early as possible. But another really important concern or sign or a possible predictor of mental health, substance abuse, is mental health issues. And, you know, there is a significant correlation between mental illness and substance abuse. In the adult, there's not a lot of research and stuff when it comes to, or statistics, I suppose you should say, as it relates to adolescents with substance abuse, but in adults, it hovers around 70 to 80% of people with various forms of mental health issues or mental illness. 70 to 80% of them have substance abuse issues, or are at least at elevated risk for substance abuse issues. So there really is this close tie here. And there are many who believe that the majority, if not all even, of our substance abuse issues have its roots in some way with some emotional, behavioral, or mental health related issue. There was a great portion of the documentary last night that where this group of teenagers were talking about their absent fathers. Well, again, it's you can't help but start drawing some of those connections that, you know, when you grow up in a home or in a situation where you're missing an important family member, or you have trauma in your life where you lost a family member, or you have a family member who's abusive, or, you know, any of those kinds of things significantly increases the risk for substance use. And again, all of that is related to those emotional and behavioral and psychological issues that need to be addressed through mental health treatment. I don't believe that we can treat these as two separate, isolated things, substance abuse and mental illness or mental health issues. We have to understand that those two things are married and that we have to treat both of them if we hope to have long-term recovery. They mentioned this in various ways several times in the documentary. So again, that was a really critical piece, I think, that I took certainly from the documentary. Finally, the last piece, I think, of this recovery puzzle as it relates to teenagers is that both the teenager and the parents, the family, must recognize that this is not a fast process. This is an ongoing process, and that there will be times when you're doing very, very well, and then you'll mess up. And then you'll do very, very well, and then you'll mess up. It happens. And it happens at unexpected times. It'll happen when you feel like, man, I've been sober for 2 years. Things are going great. I'm just going to go, you know, hang out with those guys again because I really miss them. And then you mess up. It happens. And so it is a constant battle. It is a constant awareness that one needs to have to be able to manage and to work through those things. And that's not to say that as a parent, when you have a child who is abusing substances, that you that you have your thumb on them throughout the rest of their adolescence and into their adult life. I'm not meaning that at all. What I mean to say is that when it happens, or if it happens, you need to step back and you need to say, okay, we have a plan for this. We know what we need to put it. We know what we need to do next. We know the next couple of steps that we have to take. Too many parents, I believe, say, you know, they throw their hands up and they say, oh my gosh, here we go again. And instead we need to say, again, we have a plan. We know what to do. We know how to address this because we anticipated the possibility that this would happen again. And so now we have a plan to put in place. We have contingencies arranged. And so now we know what to do. If we don't do that, if we don't have those contingencies in place, then we are, in many ways, taken by surprise and off guard by recidivism that again, is a pretty high risk. And we tend to fail our children because we don't have things in place that we need to have in place to get them going. You know, substance abuse issues can begin very young. I know that I have interviewed people with substance abuse issues who began using when they were 8 or 9 years old. In the film, they talk of, you know, people talk about using cocaine by the time they were 12 years old. So it's really important that we recognize that there's not an age range. There's not we're safe until he turns 15. No. When you see some of these things, again, going back to the looking for the signs, when you see the signs of some of these things, when you see what's happening, and as you're going through recovery or as your child is going through recovery, recognizing it and keeping your eye out for some of those signs that there may be some risk for recidivism. When we experience high levels of stress, when we experience feelings of being overwhelmed and anxiety and depression and those kinds of things, those symptoms put us at risk for using again. So as a parent, we really need to make sure that we keep an eye out for that, again, so that we have a plan and we know what to do. So, all right. Well, again, I just kind of wanted to get some information out there because I was really moved by the documentary last night and by my fellow panelists who I had, a great opportunity, a privileged opportunity to talk to and to share some information with. And again, the links to all the information, I'll have it up in the show notes. So, you know, I really encourage you to check their different sites out, all their different information, because, you know, if you need some support, if you need some help, there are some fantastic professionals out there who are ready, willing, and able to help out, and they're ready to go for you. And, you know, if anything, the recovery system, the people who work in that system, they are among the most passionate people I've ever met, because many of them know what it's like. They've experienced it before. They've experienced the consequences before, and they are able and willing to do whatever they can to make sure that nobody else has to experience what they experience if they don't have to. So, all right. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for checking out the podcast. Again, as I mentioned at times, I would certainly love it if you would do a rating or review on iTunes for the podcast, just to get the information out there, let more people know about us and see us, and join in on the conversation, and hopefully benefit from some of the information that we're trying to share with you. So, all right. So until next time, I'm Dr. Bernie. Stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.